The tick bite that changed the menu. How do you like your burger? Cheese or no cheese? Hold the pickles? How about hold the meat? You've heard of so many food allergies. Peanuts, shellfish, wheat, milk, eggs, coconut, soy, beef. Yes, that's right, beef. Being terribly allergic to beef, pork, and other forms of hooved mammal meat is actually a real thing, and it has changed our food life completely. A few summers back in 2013, we were at a 4th of July party at our friend's house here in Kansas. The fireworks were popping, the grill was going, hamburgers, hot dogs, everything you'd expect for a good 4th of July party. Later that night, after the party, Jared was jolted, awakened by a sudden feeling of heat around his chest, neck, and head. He was beet red, almost purple. It didn't take long for him to start having trouble breathing. He was having a full-on anaphylactic reaction. We rushed him to the ER. The doctors had no idea what was going on, except he must have had an allergic reaction to something. A few weeks later, the exact same thing happened in the middle of the night, following a grill-out gathering with friends. Again, we rushed him to the ER, still had no idea what was causing it. The doctors all said if it was a food allergy, the reaction would normally start quite rapidly after eating the food. These reactions were starting around 4 hours after eating. Crazy. We talked about doing allergy testing next to see what might be causing it. But first, we had to check out our good friend, Dr. Google. After doing a full Google investigation, Jared came out with a solid lead. He found that people in Virginia were developing a similar allergy out of nowhere. These people were infected through a tick bite. Jared had a tick bite that didn't heal up quickly from a fishing trip earlier that summer. That particular bite had left a red mark on his leg for weeks. Reading more about it, the people in Virginia were bitten by a certain tick. This tick was called the Lone Star tick, getting its name from a single white spot on its back. After doing the detective work to put the puzzle pieces together, we were fairly certain this is what Jared had. It was weird at first because there really wasn't very many, if any, documented cases in Kansas at this time. And we never talked to anyone who had this happen to them or someone they knew. There have been a few scares over the years that needed a little epi help, but for the most part, we have learned what he should stay away from. Now there is a growing number of people who have been affected by the Lone Star tick. We have even heard of people who are our friends or acquaintances who are dealing with it. Check out these articles to learn more about this crazy thing that rocked our culinary world.